They're calling it a revolution on the roads. On July 1st, the Czech Republic, which has one of the worst accident rates in Europe, will see the introduction of a new law, including a point system for driving offenses. The new rules are controversial, but the police and transport ministry say there is no other way to bring the country's reckless drivers under control. Rob Cameron has been examining the law, and he joins me in the studio now. Rob, let's begin first with the fact that Czech drivers really are seen as being very poor.
They are, Jan. I mean, I can give you a sort of scientific answer as to whether they are really that bad, and an unscientific answer based on personal experience. According to the statistics, Czech drivers are very high up on the league table of deaths per 1,000 kilometres, along with countries such as Greece and Portugal. Last year, the number of deaths fell, but the number of accidents rose. And speaking from personal experience, I would say Czech drivers are indeed very bad. They drive too fast, they don't keep their distance, they take unnecessary risks, and are generally very aggressive, which is an odd thing for such a passive nation. Although I would also qualify that by saying that you'll see the worst driving in and around Prague. And also, I would have to say that the situation has improved ever so slightly.
And the new legislation, of course, is intended to improve the situation far more. Tell us a little bit more about the new law.
Right. Well, the main thing in the new law is that it introduces a point system of driving offences. So 12 points and you lose your licence and are banned from driving for a year. You also have to take your driving test again to get your licence back. The point system is used, of course, in most of Western Europe, Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Austria, but also some countries in Central and Eastern Europe, Hungary and Poland. It's proved highly effective in many countries, and it also doesn't replace the current system of fines. Fines will stay and they will be much higher.
And are there, say, any other changes other than the point system?
There are, yes, several. The chief among them is that the police will be able to confiscate driving licences on the spot, thus, in theory, taking the most dangerous drivers out of circulation immediately. And that will only be, of course, for very serious offences, such as causing a serious accident where someone was killed or injured, leaving the scene of an accident, drink driving and so on.
Right, but all of this sounds very sensible. Why has the new law, in fact, been so controversial?
Well, I think it's because some people claim that it will just encourage corruption, as drivers desperate not to rack up points will bribe police so they're not given points on their license. I think that's nonsense, because corruption is already a problem. It exists, but it's nothing to do with the system. It's to do with the honesty of individual police officers and, of course, drivers. Other people say that you'll be able to rack up points for the most banal offences, and that's probably a more valid point. The system is new, of course, and will probably be gradually amended over time.
Now, the new law comes into effect on July 1st. Will drivers get a period of grace before they have to come to terms with it?
Exactly. That's just 9 days away. Yes and no. I think if you're caught running a red light or drinking and driving on July the 1st, you will be punished immediately with points. But the police do say they will be less stringent with minor offences, but probably not for long. So I would advise anyone living or travelling to this country to acquaint themselves with the new rules as soon as possible. There's a big publicity campaign underway at the moment. Radio Prague doesn't actually have the English translation of the new rules yet, but we're trying to get hold of it. And foreigners, beware, the point system will apply to you, even if you don't have a Czech driving licence.
Right, thanks to Rob Cameron for bringing us up to date.